What X? It's the Morning X, Jason, Dick, and friends. Oh, diving was a bad choice. Good morning, my friends. How are you? Happy Monday. Let's get it on. Hey, look, it's my number one friend. Blame it all on my Nick. I showed up as Dick and ruin your Hajtai affair. Nicholas Haja, assistant host of the program. What's up, my guy? What's up?
I'm proud of myself.
Last one to know. Yeah.
I didn't push myself
last
on the diving board.
Oh, you didn't push yourself. Is that what we're going
I'm
with?
I'm the only one that's not, body's not destroyed and wrecked today.
Is it perhaps just a lack of ability to turn your rotate your body in air? Is that what I've heard about you?
No, I just focused on my mentals.
Oh, okay. Well, here, let me spoiler alert for those watching the Morning Olympics on TikTok. Nick, after a decade of alleging he can do a double front flip off the diving board, he focused on his mental so hard he did half as much. So good job.
Right.
Good job, buddy.
But I committed myself 100% to the 50%.
All right.
Yeah.
Noted young person. She doesn't even know who Greg Louganis is. Emily, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Nope.
No for Greg Louganis?
Louganis.
That's his name, right?
Not Lou Gehrig's, right?
No,
like
it's
Lou
a different
Gehrig's
Lou.
Disease?
Different
okay.
Lou.
Different Lou. Lou Gehrig's disease is the one where you hit your head on the diving board.
Oh, okay.
Greg,
that's not funny.
Man, I was so worried about where you're going to go with the Greg Louganis disease joke.
Yeah. Greg Louganis was a famous Olympic diver who once upon a time hit his head on the board.
Ow.
Yeah. He's all right, I think.
That's so.
Dumb question, Amnesty. The Gainer, is that...
Ooh.
Is that named after Louganis from when he messed up the thing?
I'm going to say yes.
Because I found out Gainer's illegal at the Bartholomew public pool, right?
Yeah.
That's one of the things you're not allowed to do?
Yes.
Yeah.
I'll investigate that.
Also,
I think he was one of the top mustaches of all time.
Really?
He's up there.
Yeah. Okay. Apparently, eardrum-shattering belly flops are allowed at the Bartholomew pool, as I found out. Stay tuned for... diving TikToks coming up. Every Morning X headlines, we misinterpret the news so you don't have to. Headlines brought to you by Idea Public Schools. Going to start your week with a Florida man.
Oh, good.
I don't, this one's not fun.
Yeah.
It's just sad on all fronts.
No.
Here, how about this? Parents today, if you're waking up struggling, you just can't today with the kids. You're like, hey, when is my free government-provided daycare school coming back? When is my school coming? Man, can I get the parents and the teachers mad at me at the same time? I could do it. You could feel better because at least you're not this guy. Florida man Reginald Horner.
That's a good Florida man name.
Yeah,
Reginald
Friday.
Horner.
Reginald went to pick up his stepson from daycare on Friday. He was drunk. Now, that's probably not advised. But stepkid, it's not his kid.
I mean, how drunk is Florida?
Still, you know, going above and beyond, if you ask me.
Plus,
someone without children who has now had some responsibilities thrust upon them.
If you're a Florida kid and you're of schooling age, you're of learning age, you can drive. That's baked in.
You know what? He wasn't even at school. Daycare.
That might be an advanced maneuver for a daycare.
Well, I don't know. They don't indicate what age the child is here. Probably
it's a teenage daycare.
Probably for safety concerns. I'm not positive. Yeah, you're right. Because in Florida, like once you're seven, they can leave you at home alone, right?
Yeah.
You're trained to be a blackjack dealer at the casino.
He picks up the kid. They don't know that he's drunk at the daycare. Excellent masking, Florida man. Excellent.
<It's not> good.
Reginald then shows up about an hour later. Same daycare. Now, without his stepson, and says, hey, I'm here for my stepson. Hook me up.
Didn't even realize.
And they're like, what are you talking about? He's like, I'm here for my stepson. Give him to me.
Trying to be a good dad.
They said, you already picked him up. He said, nuh-uh.
Nuh-uh.
In the words of my drunken alter ego.
Got some bad news for you, Dwayne.
One time, my drunken alter ego, Dwayne, was in Vegas for a bachelor party. And Green Day was playing at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
And I went to the Green Day show. And later on that evening, people asked me, how was it? I was like, it hasn't happened yet. They're like, you already went to the Green Day show. I said, nuh-uh.
I remember. I'm a big fan.
Did you then show up for the Green Day show the next day?
And I went and demanded. I was like, where's Green Day? Bring Billy Joe out here right now. September has not ended yet. He left him at the store. So he went. He went, picked up the kid. They went to the store. Maybe get him an ice cream. I don't know. It sounds like excellent parenting, dude.
It was probably from our beard, though.
I was going to say cigarettes.
Left
he
him
traded his child for cigarettes in Florida.
I guess assume got back in. I'm gonna make it a pickup truck. Got back in the pickup truck. He's like, where's that kid? I'm supposed to pick him up. Today's the day pick him up, right? So he went back to the daycare. They said, we don't have your kid. Arrested for drunk driving and child neglect. Kid is fine and back with mom.
Oh, so it's a happy story.
Fine.
Happy ending?
Listen, drunk driving, obviously unacceptable. Don't do that. Mm-hmm. But child neglect, it's not his kid, okay? That was bonus credit for the kid anyway.
101X, it's the Morning X. Morning X Sports.
Rise Against tickets coming up in just a moment. Sports brought to you by Pants. Nicholas Hajda, tell me about your process. Nick, make some of the most important editorial decisions on this program. What sporting news is he going to deliver to me to then funny up and deliver it to the good peoples? And Austin, word on the street, on the verge of getting an NFL team, on the precipice of joining sports town royalty. First we got football, now we got football.
Yeah, right. Austin's got an NFL team, and the Longhorns will play in the SEC.
That's right, buddy.
Okay.
It's all happening.
Okay.
Things are happening. It's all happening
America's
for this town.
America's greatest gymnast will just not compete in the Olympics this year.
But,
okay.
Somehow, I don't have that. Instead, I have results from the 25-meter rapid-fire pistol competition at the Tokyo Olympics. This seemed like something I was at. Why do I have this? What
I
is
thought
this?
You could do like a whole rapid fire Olympic review or something.
A rapid fire, Olympic review?
Yeah, it ties in synergy. Mm-hmm. No, look, I checked the Austin section of ESPN.com. They had nothing about the Buffalo Bills, so that's my bad. I had to go to KXAN. All thanks,
right.
ESPN.
If you say so. Is it possible that France's Jean Guiquampoy?
Nice.
Thank you. I feel like I did it too good. I feel like
you did not, trust me.
Guiquampoy is not correct.
Guiquampoy.
There's two Q's and an X. Hell yeah.
Guiquampoy.
I don't know. Is it possible he's a future Longhorn? Last time I did this, when I was like, who gives an F? Why are you giving me this? It apparently was some swimmer who is that Alaskan girl who was coming to UT.
Yeah. I don't think this guy's going to...
Jean Guiquampoy is not coming to the 40 acres to the rapid-fire pistol competition
LSU.
That we know. Okay, Emily?
Emily? What about it?
Emily's. Hey, how about that Olympic fun fact coming up in just a moment? But for real, I tell you what, I have no idea what you have in store for the fun fact, Emily.
Oh, good.
I almost guarantee it's closer to real news than the Buffalo Bills moving to Austin, Texas. This was sent to me multiple times yesterday, and I know it's an exciting prospect or an idea that Austin could get an NFL franchise. We're a pro sports town now, right? It's going great for the Austin FC. I mean, except for the soccer part. Another 1-0 defeat Saturday night at Q2 Stadium. It's a hell of a facility, all right? Mm-hmm. Not so good at scoring the goals, but Austin FC.
See, Jason, you don't know soccer. You get the stadium first, then you get the good team. Okay,
oh,
the good team follows the stadium in a couple of years, probably with another town.
You are right. I don't know soccer, but I do know that yesterday I Googled what is the MLS record for least goals in a season, and I can tell you it's 21. All right, and Austin currently has 10. They've played 15 of their 34 games. So
we're on pace. Can still do it.
No, yeah, they're on pace to not be the worst of all time.
Yeah,
because I think if you multiply that out, that's like 22.8 goals or something like that.
Austin FC, nobody wants to be second best at sucking. Okay, if you're gonna
want to come into the league in historic fashion,
yes, no publicity is bad publicity.
No
losing is bad losing.
So the Buffalo Bills are considering a move to Austin, or at least that's what their owners say. This is, let me tell you what it is. This is them, their owners trying to leverage a up-and-coming footballless town like Austin, Texas, to get the taxpayers of Buffalo to pay for them a new stadium.
I saw this. This link was sent to me, and the first thing I thought, I was like, I'm about to see a big, giant penis, because this is obviously a troll, one of those fake news stories that it sent you to another image.
You're going
to
get Rick-rolled?
Yes.
But D-rolled?
Yes.
Yeah. The team owners want taxpayers to pay for 100% of their new $1.5 billion stadium proposal. I will tell you, the taxpayers of Texas are not going to do that, all right? Mm-hmm. The people of Texas are mad at the Austin FC because we gave them the land for free, okay? That was privately funded. They didn't get a cent of taxpayer dollars to build the stadium. We're just mad that McCalla Place, a dump site that we had not ever, nobody knew what it was before, and it's like, wait, you gave that to them for free?
If you can do some
corporate
sort of
sellouts,
dual Buffalo Bills football factory, Tesla factory, a dual-purpose stadium that also builds Teslas, maybe.
They play the sports, the cars.
They're just using us to try and shake down the people of Buffalo for money, and it's probably going to work. But in addition to that, Jerry Jones would C-block this so fast. You know who Jerry Jones is, Emily?
No, who?
Wait, really?
What do you mean, wait, really? Every time you ask this question.
I was going to say arguably, but take out the arguably, the most powerful man in the state of Texas.
Oh.
It goes Matthew Jerry Jones, Matthew McConaughey, Greg Abbott, Jason Dick, and then every one of Jerry Jones's offspring. He's the owner of the Dallas Cowboys.
Okay.
He wants him some glory hole.
Or are the other NFL owners finally tired of Jerry trying to control things, be shadow commissioner, and they planned the story just to give him an aneurysm?
To try just and kill him off?
Yeah.
This is Jerry Jones, and you're listening to Jason and Deb on 101X. Say, home of the glory hole?
Yes,
is that home?
Jerry, no.
Okay.
I'm so mad because I have nothing to do with that, but that is the single best piece of producing the show has ever made.
That's awesome.
Yeah, he would not allow another team to come to Texas. He would quickly put the brakes on that.
And I'm sure Cal McNair, the Texans, would put up a stink as well.
What kind of a world are we living in? This is a real thing. KXAN reached out to Governor Greg Abbott's office, City of Austin and Travis County leaders, for a statement. Governor Abbott retweeted KXAN's story Sunday night with a eyes emoji. What's that one called? When the eyes are looking over there?
The eye roll.
Hey, look what's happening over here.
The look over there.
The governor is doing look over there eye emojis.
Oh my God. It's his intern. It's the intern, definitely.
Steve Adler wrote in a tweet Sunday night, the mayor of Austin, quote, "I don't comment on such rumors, but it's fun to think about what the Buffalo Bills' new name might be. The Austin Amps? Austin Beat? What do you think? Austin Beat?
What
is it's a music beat? Thing?
Okay.
No.
I've never been the biggest Greg Abbott fan.
Steve Adler?
Steve Adler fan. Uh-huh. He made everybody wear masks. I was like, I'm in your corner.
Okay.
I'll support you.
Okay,
this
sure.
is terrible. Austin Amps? He should be recalled for that suggestion.
Shout out to my guy, Andy Langer, who tweeted this last night. It is the Austin parentheses property tax close parentheses bills. Austin property tax bills.
I like that.
Sports joke from my dude, Andy Langer. It's not happening, guys, but it's fun. It's a fun idea. Also, for the record, if Austin gets an NFL franchise, I'm a Dallas Cowboys fan for life. Sorry. Mm-hmm. Sorry. That's the way we roll, baby.
Until they offer to make you the voice of their halftime entertainment.
The and now, another Emily, hey, how about that Olympics fun fact?
Hey, how about that? We got some fun facts today. The number one fun fact talking about is Jade Carey of the U.S. wins floor in exercise gold, a.k.a.
floor in exercise gold.
In artistic gymnastics. Woo. But that's not what you want to hear about,
you go,
right?
Girl.
Because nobody really cares. What we really care about is the fact that...
I got Simone Biles takes for later, guys. Simone Biles takes.
Did you know? Did you know the Olympic medals were made from old smartphones and laptops that were donated by the people of Japan?
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. Back in 2016, they started this campaign where they wanted to get the people of Japan involved in the Olympics. And so they said, hey, donate your smartphone and donate your old electronics, and we will use them to make the medals. And so that's how they made the medals
this
year. Yeah. Isn't that interesting?
So that silver medal that Simone Biles did not compete for, mm-hmm. but is still wearing around her neck, mm-hmm. is literally a piece of garbage.
Yeah, used to
be. I'm on board with that.
Yeah. Used to be something like that. And the last but not least, you probably won't understand any of this that I'm saying or care,
uh-huh.
but Kieran Badlow of the Netherlands, he won gold in windsurfing, which, again, all right. I didn't realize that was a thing, but sure. And the big news about him is he decided to shave his head and paint it into a blue arrow. Do you know what the blue arrow on a bald head is
from?
It
means the pedophile lives next door.
No, what is that?
From Avatar: The Last Airbender.
Oh, he's Aang.
Yeah,
windsurfer.
Windsurfer.
Airbender.
Nice.
So he won Olympic gold, and I'll just show you a picture, and you're gonna be like, "That's stupid," with a big arrow on his head.
That is stupid.
Yep, I called it.
What is his name? Tyrion Bench Blaster.
Kieran Badlow.
Kieran Badlow or Jean Guiquampo. Who wins in a steel catch fight to the death?
I mean, the guy who can bend air.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Nice haircut, my guy.
Yeah.
I give that a, hey, how about that? We have Rise Against tickets for you right now. 512-835-1015 is the number. Stub, September 13th, the 101X Concert Series sold out show. Rise Against, 512-835-1015. Smarter Than Jason is next. 101X, it's the Morning X. Jason, Big and Prince, Nick, Emily, and Rise Against. At Stubbs, September the 13th, it's part of the 101X Concert Series. We have tickets to give away and go.
Not only am I smarter than you, I am smarter than every person that you know.
My brain is awash with theorems and profundity and abstractions.
I'm not an idiot, Woodhouse, unlike some people around here.
I'm a college man!
You're stupid.
Our contestant is, hi, Andrea.
Hi there.
Hey, Andrea, I'm going to the hallway. Good luck!
Thanks.
What's up, Andrea? That sounded weird. He's trying to go Andrea. Anyway. Hey, you. You've got three trivia topics to choose from. You're going to pick one of those. And if you get more right than Jason, you will win those tickets. And your choices are Q words. So it's vocabulary words that start with Q. We've got Pixar songs, because nobody wanted to do German composers. Or Let's Get Biological, which is biology stuff. So Q words, Pixar songs, biologics.
I'll say Pixar songs.
All right, excellent.
Gosh, of course.
There
of course
are fun
you did.
Audio clips, assuming Emily can find them.
Yep, found them.
God, excellent.
Look at how awesome
excellent.
I am.
I'm going to ask the question. You're going to play the clip. Make sure that thing's turned. Yeah, you go.
Yep.
All right. The original Toy Story scored an Oscar nomination for what iconic song? Don't play it yet.
Oh,
this
okay.
This is too easy. The original Toy Story scored an Oscar nomination for what iconic song?
You got in front of me?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh.
Yes. You got a friend in me. There we go. Give her a ding and a buzz as well.
All right.
It's all
ding and a buzz. Wait, no, ding and an applause.
That's whatever it's called.
Yeah.
All right. Number two. What Pixar film was nominated for Best Original Song with Down to Earth? Down to Earth was a nominated Best Original Song Oscar nomination for what Pixar film?
Oh, boy. Little Nemo?
Oh, Wall-E. Wall-E.
We're coming down to the ground. There's no better place.
Oh, I remember this song there.
Yeah, it was all working hard as a trash man, compacting garbage, rescuing plants.
Saving the earth. Well,
he did. He did.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, a little bit. I mean,
oh, you 23-year-olds are always, the earth is destroyed. Everything's the earth is destroyed. There's a single plant good enough. That's what you're going to get.
You know, I got to live longer than everyone, so.
Mm-hmm. Good luck. Number three, the song Carl Goes Up can be found on the soundtrack for which Pixar film? Carl Goes Up.
Isn't there a movie called Up? So I'm going to go with that.
Yeah.
That's good. Good guess there. Yes, you're
good.
Correct.
Wow.
So literally just him going up. All right, hold on, Andrea. Andrea. Female Andy. Nope, that was weird. She got two correct, and she chose Pixar songs. They're right, fun audio clips to play afterwards.
Oh, okay.
And I did it.
Emily did great.
Oh, okay, great.
I'm a DJ legend.
Mm-hmm. I heard you Friday after apparently pulling double time after the morning show. Just hung out here.
Yeah.
Walking on the boss's turf.
I know.
Being all relatable.
Call me DJ M squared.
What? DJ EM I like.
Yeah.
DJ EM. Yeah. It's like AM, but.
But I don't do EDM. It's just EM.
You gotta stop f***ing around here, okay?
The original Toy Story scored an Oscar nomination for what iconic song?
What did Andrea do?
Two.
Oh. I don't know. Toy Story.
Toy Story. Oscar nomination. What iconic song?
Toy Story. The original Toy Story.
OG.
Golly. I can't remember if this was Toy Story 1 or 2. I'm just going to go Break Stuff by Limp Bizkit.
Okay. What? That's correct. No. You've got a friend in me.
You knew this one.
No, you got I've not seen Toy Story 1.
I only
saw Toy Story 3D.
What?
And I don't remember a lot of it because I snuck too many beers into the Bob Bullock Museum.
What?
Yeah. That's fine.
Literally, I think he was a drunk uncle.
I was put in charge of babysitting Aiden for a day, and I was like so hungover. I was like, what do you do with a kid? And I was like, I don't know. Let's go find a dark room with air conditioning where I can drink.
Yeah.
I don't want you to bring the kids into a bar.
All right, number two. What Pixar film was nominated for Best Original Song with Down to Earth? Pixar film. Best Original Song, Down to Earth.
I am pretty sure I got this one. I am going to go... Showgirls. No. The answer's got to be Up.
Oh, it's WALL-E.
Ah, that son of a... We're coming down
to the ground. Yeah.
Is Up Pixar?
You know I can't tell you anything.
Oh, so that's the answer to the third question, is that what you're telling me?
No.
I'm not
telling you.
I withdraw my Up, and I'm going back to Showgirls as my answer.
I do like a CGI animated Showgirls sequel.
Andrea,
you should definitely work on
congratulations.
That.
Congratulations. You have defeated me. You're going to go see Rise Against.
Technology now.
You missed Rise Against tickets. We have your chance again coming up before 8 o'clock. Nick?
The song Carl Goes Up can be found on the soundtrack for which Pixar film?
You know what?
I wonder what.
I'm going to go.
Carl Goes Up.
I'm going to go Showgirls 2, Back to Booty Bouncing.
Nice. In 3D.
Things are going up and down.
It's up.
It's up.
Yep.
You know what? Up. A good candidate for a future episode of The Nitpickers, because I've only seen it one time, and I got multiple beefs, all right? I've already been over a bunch of these. Does that man need a walker? Okay? He's out there dancing on the goddamn wing of an airplane, a blimp, and he's like, oh, I can't get around without my walker and the tennis balls. Take it in. That guy's faking it, okay? That guy is faking it.
Okay.
You're like every person who I see in the grocery who's driving one of those motorized scooters around. I'm like, you can walk.
I like how that's your takeaway from that movie. That opening scene, tear to my eyes.
None of that.
That man's a faker.
I see why his wife left him, okay? He's a faker.
No.
She didn't leave him.
She didn't choose to leave him.
What happens at the beginning?
She dies.
That's the ultimate way to leave him, okay? That's the ultimate way.
Get as far away as possible.
Andrea Ewan, music news from Debate. Maybe on the other side of this break.
The Morning X, 6 to 10. Alternative rock all day.